Whiplash 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Very excited because on the show with us tonight, we've got the one and only Fozzy's Chris Jericho. How you doing, Chris?
Well, thank goodness I'm the one and only. I wouldn't want to curse anybody else on this planet with the stuff that I got to deal with. But yeah, I'm actually honored, to be honest with you. I mean, I believe we spoke a few months ago, and it could have been a few years, but I think that when Judas first came out, we might have had a conversation.
Yes.
And it's just amazing to see that here we are 5 months later, and Judas is the highest charting it's been. It's selling as much as it has. It really is the true example of a song that has legs that grew organically. So it's a pretty cool time to be in Fozzy right now, for sure.
Awesome. And the new album, Judas, is out now. And, among all of your ventures, Fozzy, obviously a priority. Once you decided to put the band at the forefront, what changed about the music, especially now with this new album, Judas?
Well, I think when we first started the band in the 2000s, it was just kind of, it was like a side project, and that's kind of how we treat it. You do shows when you can, and you put your all into it. There was never a half-assed effort or, you know, a money grab. But Lord knows there's no money in rock and roll when you first start out anyways. But I think in 2010, when Rich and I sat down, after doing the tours that we had done, and said, listen, we think we can really do something with this. If we put this as a priority in both of our lives, I bet you we can go a long way, maybe even all the way. And that's when everything changed. I finished working full-time with the WWE around that time, and Fozzy became the priority. Now, I still do all of these other things, but if you notice the time patterns, it's always with Fozzy not doing much. I'm on the road entirely. For example, last year, 2016, I had a great year in the WWE, but Fozzy was completely off, with the caveat that we always knew we would reconfigure in May of 2017 when the new record was ready to come out. So I think what's happened is we, over the years, especially over the last three records, have really found out our style, have found out who we are as a band. And it took us a little bit longer because we weren't full-time. So when you talk about Metallica doing Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, and then they finally hit it big with Master of Puppets, or even a few years later with the Black Album, that's a band that's living, touring, and breathing for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. We never had that. So when we started being a living, breathing, touring band in 2010 with the Chase the Grail record, which led to Sin of Bones, Do You Want to Start a War, and now Judas, we really figured out who we are as a rock and roll band and what we do that's different from any other band that's out there. And we realized the only chance we have to really get to the next level is just be completely ourselves. And once we committed to that all across the board, lo and behold, here we are today with a band that's bigger than we've ever been with a bona fide hit single. So I think we made the right decision.
Chris Jericho of Fozzy with us on the show tonight. The latest Fozzy album is out now. This is the title track, Judas, on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, a 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Chris Jericho with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the new Fozzy album, Judas, and the first single from the record got a really good reaction ahead of the album. Overall, what makes the tune so representative of Fozzy?
Well, it's funny because I think we kind of almost misfired. We put Judas out, I think it was May 5th, and I think the idea was that the record would be ready end of August, beginning of September, but like any typical rock and roll band, we were late and didn't hand it in on time. So suddenly the release date gets moved back to the middle of October. And I think that at first concerned a lot of people. But then, like I said, the legs that Judas grew and the grassroots movement that it started kind of, okay, well, they're accepting Peoria, Sheboygan, all right. And now it's like, okay, Milwaukee's in, Cincinnati's in, some of the hardest stations in the country are joining in. And that wouldn't have happened if the record would have come out, I don't think. Or if we would have released a second single, because there was no other choice. You either listen to Judas or you don't. There's no other song to listen to. So, and I think what happened with Judas is it's a very dark song, but it's very catchy, and the lyrics are something that hits home with everybody. It's about betraying yourself, making the wrong decision, even when you know it's the wrong decision, but betraying yourself and doing that anyways. And that could be, you know, cheating on your girlfriend to eating the last donut when you know you shouldn't do it. You feel like, crap, I'm taking that last shot of Fireball. What's the one that makes you puke? You knew it was the wrong decision, but you did it anyway. And I think we can all relate to that. Another thing is I think that Fozzy's been around for a long time, and we have a lot of high-level supporters in other bands that really appreciate what we do, and a great rabid fan base who've been with us from the beginning. We had to open up our doors to was people that had never heard the band before. I always say that the people that don't like Fozzy are the only ones that have ever actually listened to us. And when they got ready to listen to us, maybe it's because we've been away for a while. Maybe it's because I had such a great year in the WWE that people were like, okay, he's leaving to go do Fozzy again, let's check it out. And when they did check it out, suddenly we have a killer single, the best song we've ever done, the best video we've ever done, something very memorable and unique and original. So it was like a perfect storm of all these really cool things that took place to make Judas as big as it was and is.
Chris Jericho with us. We're talking about the latest Fozzy album, Judas, which is out now. I'm going to give away a signed vinyl copy later on in the show. Also have Judas Priest tickets coming up, music from Iron Maiden, and more with Chris. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Chris Jericho is our guest on the show tonight. And Fozzy jet across the country, played 3 shows in 3 time zones, all in the same day. It was Fozzy across America. When it comes to staging big promotional events like that, what's influenced you more, your music heroes or the WWE?
Well, I don't think that WWE doesn't really do the publicity stunts that guys in rock and roll would do. You know what I'm talking about? The one that pops in my head, it's not a big deal, but I still remember a giant billboard in 1978 talking about Kiss playing the Anaheim Stadium where they recorded Kiss Alive 2. And you still see pictures of it, like this huge, garish billboard, which I'm sure in 1978 was kind of like the biggest thing you could possibly do. You know, I love that. Van Halen, when they do the famous parachuting gimmick where they parachuted into a festival and then ran into the back of a van where Van Halen was really waiting, and then they came out of the van wearing the parachuting equipment, so it looked like that Van Halen parachuted onto the stage. And I love stuff like that because real P.T. Barnum show business part of rock and roll is really missing. We wanted to do something when this record came out that would make it stand out, because let's be honest, you know how it is with all the bands that you work with. You work so hard to put out a record, and all that matters is the first freaking sale. That's all you focus on. And once 1 or 2 weeks happens, it's gone. I remember Avenged Sevenfold put out the record, and 2 weeks later, it's like it never even existed. It's kind of like a new Hardwired. So unless you go on the road and play, which is what all the bands do, what can you do to make it stand out more than that? So we thought if we went to a private jet, believe me, I looked at it, this has never been done by a rock and roll band before, ever. Start off in Fort Myers in one time zone, fly to El Paso in another time zone, finish it up in Las Vegas in the third time zone. It's never been done before. It's something to a conversation point, and it's a moment in time that you'll never forget, not only for those 3 cities that are involved, but for everybody else across America. There was like a radio station bidding war for different cities that wanted us to come be a part of it. And there was only 3 that we could do, and this is what we wanted to do. So, yeah, it's going to cost a little bit of money, but I think Kiss said you got to spend money to make money, and it's not about the money. I don't care if we go broke doing it. It's something really cool that in the back end is going to bolster the reputation of the band and let people know that we aren't afraid to do anything. We will do anything that we can do to stand out and make people go, wow, that's really cool. We're entertainers. We want to entertain people and give them that goosebump feeling that I got when I found out that, you know, Van Halen was parachuting out of an airplane onto the stage. I saw Michael Jackson in 1993, and he flew off the stadium stage on a jetpack. First of all, where the hell did you get a jetpack? Never even seen a jetpack since or before, but I saw him fly off, and I would pretty much guarantee it's probably not Michael Jackson that flew off, but somebody did. I'll never forget it. And that's what we kind of want to do with Judas and with Fozzy across America.
Chris Jericho with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie Rammstein for you now. Over the holiday break, I'm 2 years late, but I got around to watching the Rammstein documentary, Rammstein in America. If you haven't seen it yet, you could look it up. It's streaming online. It is so good. Rammstein on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie Chris Jericho is our guest on the show tonight, and the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea is you jumping aboard the cruise ship experience market. After Fozzy played a Kiss cruise, what did you like so much about that cruise that it made you want one of your own?
I'm always one of those guys that when I get into something, I always look at who's my competition at the highest level. You know, I don't look at bands that aren't, you know, legendary at the top. And when we did the Kiss cruise, we were invited on to play it. A, as a band, as an experience, it was so much fun. What a great gig for a rock and roll band. You go, you know, play your show, then you go back, take a shower, and then you just go gamble or hang out and have some drinks or do whatever you want to do until 3 o'clock, and you got to roll out of bed, go do it again. Like, you walk to the stage. There's no bus. There's no flying. There's no travel. So when I came off that cruise, I thought, like, what a great experience. And also just all the activities that they had going on. I mean, it was about Kiss, but there was bands and musicians and all these other things. And I thought, well, I could do this with what I'm known for. I think I'm the only person maybe ever to get to, you know, the highest level in wrestling and at the highest level in rock and roll, you know, not at the Metallica level, still in the big leagues of, but not at the Metallica level, but still touring with Metallica, touring with Kiss. I mean, the only bigger gig is actually being on the top level of that. So I thought, what if I do what I'm known for more than anybody else in the world, which is rock and roll and wrestling, and put together a cruise that is that, but also added all the other things that I'm into: live podcasting, comedy, paranormal demonstrations, all of that sort of stuff, and kind of make it my vision. The first idea for it was the Chris Cruise. I came up with Chris Cruise and wanted to start the Chris Cruise. And that's kind of where it stands. Now, of course, how do you start your own cruise, Jericho? Like, idiot. I'm like, well, that's the thing I don't know about. Well, it took me 2 years to put the cruise together, put together the lineup, figure out the budgets. I'm just financing it all. And so when, you know, Band A wants $200,000 to headline the cruise, I'm like, well, Band A, I'm sorry, but not your huckleberry on that one. So, and then even the point of we were ready to announce it back in April, and then we lost our boat. Our corporate cruise came up and decided that they wanted to go and flash more money than we had, and suddenly we lose the boat. So I have this whole roster of talent that I have to call back and go, hey, guys, remember that cruise that I was sailing you on for months? Well, I don't have a boat anymore. So we go back to the drawing board, and we got another boat, and then we redid the lineup. Some of the people stayed, and some of the people left, and that's kind of where we stand right now, where we announced it 2 weeks ago, Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager, which for the first time ever will have a ring on the ship with matches on board in the middle of the ocean, some of the greatest rock and roll bands on the planet today, some of the funniest comedians, live podcasting, just anything that you could look for from a cruise if you're into what we're into. You're going to get it all here. So I'm really excited about it, and ChrisJerichoCruise.com, and the cabins are selling, which is exciting, because if they didn't, I'd be like, you know, standing on the street corner with a sandwich board asking to wash your car in a bikini, which might not be a bad way to make some extra money.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Chris Jericho on the show with us tonight. The new album from Fozzy is called Judas. It's out now. I've got a signed vinyl copy I'll be giving away. Plus, we've got music from Suicidal Tendencies coming up. We'll have Chris pick a tune. It's all on the way. So Whiplash and 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Fozzy's Chris Jericho on the show with us tonight. The band's new album, Judas, is out now. And you've got your hands in all sorts of stuff. Music, wrestling, books, podcasting. At what point did you realize that Chris Jericho could be developed into a viable lifestyle brand?
Well, I think it started back when I was a teenager and I wanted to be in a rock and roll band and I wanted to be a wrestler. And telling people that, you might as well have told them I wanted to be a sword swallower or a pharmacist, I probably would have gotten less hassle if I said that. And then that's when I realized I just wasn't going to listen to any negative people. There was a documentary in the 80s called The Decline of the Western Civilization. And Paul Stanley had this quote. It was in 1988. He said, the only people that tell you you can't do something are the ones that have failed. I'm not going to tell you you can't do something because I did it. You can do it. And when he said, you can do it, I really felt he was talking to me. Like, you can do it, Chris. Like, this voice from on high. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a wrestler. I'm going to be in a rock and roll band because Paul Stanley said I could do it. Here I am all these years later, and I made that happen. And once I started making those inroads and realizing that it didn't matter what anybody thought about what I did, and their opinions didn't have any bearing on whether I did it or not, I had a whole new attitude and became almost, not going to say unstoppable because it's not completely the case, but knowing that if I take a chance on something and really give it my all, and if I really believe that I could do it, 9 out of 10 times, I'll make it happen. And once you start getting those little successes and they continue to grow and grow and grow, that's when you become dangerous, because then you really don't, you know, the term that the kids use, zero F's given, well, that might as well have my picture next to it, you know, because that's really the way I feel. And when you have hung out, you know, especially for me over the last few years, with guys like Lars Ulrich and Paul Stanley and Lemmy, I mean, hanging out at Lemmy's place and doing my podcast with him for 2 hours and smoking cigarettes and drinking vodka and hearing all his attitudes, it's like, I owe it to those guys that have kind of mentioned me to do exactly what I say that I'm going to do, which is anything I think I can do, I want to make it happen. Because I have a responsibility to all the people that are following me over the years. Like you mentioned, the Chris Jericho brand, I got a great fan base, and anything that I do has to be 1,000%. It has to be great. Because if it's not, I feel like I'm letting down the people that trust me. And there's a lot of things I do that seem kind of strange. I was just in the desert this summer for the Travel Channel, hunting for the lost treasure of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And it's kind of a weird thing, but it was awesome. You know, so when people see that, they're like, what the hell is Jericho doing now? Well, let's check it out. And I really believe, because, like I said, all those other doors opened when I really, really focused on it, that there's really not a lot that can drag me down. And if you fail at something, that's okay. The true failure is not trying it. I'm not dreaming about it in the first place.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Chris Jericho is with us. The new Fozzy album is called Judas. It's out now. I've got a vinyl copy signed by the entire band, and it's up for grabs. Caller 25 right now, 800-955-KLOS. It's yours, furnished by Sony. And right now I've got a tune from Five Finger Death Punch. They just released a Greatest Hits album on Friday, actually, that has two new songs. Here's one of them. This is Trouble on Whiplash. Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Chris Jericho with us tonight. Chris, you've succeeded as a wrestler. You're a successful musician. Going forward, what's the 5, 10, and 20-year plan for Chris Jericho?
Well, I always go by the plan of if you think, you stink. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why I've been able to do so many of these cool things. I don't really think about what's next. I kind of just sit back and just go with my gut instinct. Obviously, now that Fozzy has this foothold that we've never had before, that's the number one focus. And this is our chance to get to the next level. And we're not going to blow it. You know, we're going to make it happen and make sure that we go from the level of, you know, playing clubs and small theaters to playing, you know, the House of Blues in the world, to playing the theaters and playing the arenas. That's the way you have to think. If you don't get into rock and roll to play stadiums, either you're lying or you're not going to do it, because you have to have lofty goals and big dreams in order to make them happen. So I really believe that, like I said, Fozzy for sure, priority has been for years. But there's always these cool things that come across my desk. You know, I've wrestled. Probably won't be as much anymore. Still love it. Still fun. But if I never wrestled another match again, it wouldn't bother me, because I've kind of done everything I could do. The only reason I continue to do this is because I still enjoy it. That's one thing, unfortunately. I don't do anything for money. I do because I believe in it and I want to do it. And I want to make a difference and you know, entertain people and give them a good influence if they're having a day. Sorry about that. So, I mean, that's kind of the biggest plan for me, is just to continue to do what I'm doing and just make sure that I do it at the highest of levels and don't put myself in a box or worry if something isn't, you know, heavy metal enough, whatever it may be. I just want to do the best that I can to continue to entertain and be as diverse as I can, to be creatively stimulated, which is what drives me to continue doing this. And creatively, if I'm challenged and stimulated, then I'll have no problem going for it.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Pick up the new Fozzy album, Judas. Chris, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Bands Jackie, thanks for your support as always. And we're excited to travel around the States and elsewhere, bringing the positive experience to each and every one of you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Fraser Smith is up next. Going to leave you off with a tune from Slayer's album Show No Mercy, where they started their legendary metal career. That album came out 34 years to the day. This is Die by the Sword. See ya.